All right, Chicago Dog Walk today is Thursday, March 14th. I am sitting across from a man who is back in the home country after spending a little bit, like 3 days in Arizona. His name's Carl. How are you?
I'm glad to be back. I'm good. I'm beat, man.
Good. I'm excited to hear about it. We're going to get to that in a second because before we do, we got to talk about HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can cook, eat, and enjoy. HelloFresh makes conquering the kitchen a reality with deliciously simple recipes. They do all the meal planning, shopping, and prepping so you can focus on a healthier you and a happier family. They make family dinners fuss-free with HelloFresh's picky eater, kid-tested and approved family plan recipes. So get out of that recipe rut and start cooking outside your comfort zone by discovering new, delicious recipes. Mike, I know you like to cook.
I mean, that's a tongue twister. You managed that perfectly.
You know what? It took me like 8 days. This is like my eighth day on HelloFresh, but I think I finally got it down. But listen, it really is awesome.
It is. I do like to cook. The worst part about it is like the prep and getting the right size ingredients and all that stuff. It's not actually the cooking part. It's like getting the stuff together.
Yeah, and it's just right to your door in a bag. It all comes to you. You don't got to go anywhere.
I heard a rumor you got pork chops.
I did.
Like, come on, man. Yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah, they really were. They were just an awesome cut of meat, and I really enjoyed them. But anyways, if you want to go try out HelloFresh for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/walk80 and enter walk80. That's for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/walk80 and enter walk80. That's WALK80. It's like receiving 8 meals free. You get $20 off your first 4 boxes. All right, bang, bang. Let's talk about spring training because I'm dying to know how your trip went, Carl.
It was, without a doubt, a top baseball trip in my life. And as a baseball guy, there's a lot of trips. This one was special.
So you got there Sunday night, right?
Yeah. So Dave and I got, we left first thing on Sunday morning. We go out to Arizona, and this was like the Barstool spring training trip. And this is mostly like Dave had organized a lot of interviews and collateral and assets to get with the White Sox, like legit interviews with like Rick Hahn and fucking Carlos Rodon, all this stuff. So Barstool like went to the fucking table for us and like put this awesome trip together. RV, hotel rooms, Sweaty Brian could come out there. They gave us like our own driver for like the whole 4 days. He just ran the RV.
What was his name?
So that was Denny. And he was from like St. Louis, but also northern. He had like a ranch in Florida and stuff. And so we get out there Sunday morning, and like this guy's supposed to like meet us with the RV. And so Spider out of the Barstool office, HQ, is like, hey, so you guys get in first thing Sunday morning and then just go to the ball field. Like, Denny's going to meet you there with like this RV. And so if you know Barstool historically and like RVs, I'm thinking like a Big Cat RV with like Hank and like no toilet, but like a bathroom. You know what I mean? Like just a total broken piece of shit.
Yeah, a little rough around the edges.
Of course, this thing's like a $220,000 fucking max RV. Like the, you know, you could see like some, just like complete rich guy RV.
Yeah, it's just a super nice one. One you would see like someone winning the Price is Right.
Yes, exactly. That's like a perfect example of it. And the guy gets off the RV. It's almost like a scene out of like a Harold and Kumar movie or something. Like the doors open and then like the fucking ladder comes out automatically.
Oh, that's a nice one.
In this 6'5", 300-something-pound cowboy with a full cowboy hat gets off with cowboy boots, and he's like, how you doing? I'm Kenny. And I was like, oh, my fucking God.
Kenny, not Denny?
I meant to say Denny. I told you, man. We haven't slept at all.
For the record, he is in his same shirt that he wore all 3 days of the trip.
It's a great shirt. Joe Madden told me it was a great shirt. I saw him at the Cubs game. Yeah. I don't even know how to like tell you about all... Dude, like we all did stories.
We'll go through the days, then. So you meet Denny, and you see the RV, first impression, awesome RV.
Yeah, first impression, can't believe they're like giving this to us. Like, I hope White Sox Dave and I don't burn this thing to the ground. Yeah,
and so this is in the parking lot of Sloan Park.
This is at Camelback. So we check into the hotel, and then the RV comes, picks us up from the hotel, takes us to Camelback. So we're like riding out to Camelback. It's like 45 minutes from the hotel. We're laying in the bed, going through the fridge, you know, cracking beers and all stuff. Like, you know, we're putting on movies.
Was the fridge stocked?
No, we went and got a ton of Miller Lite and drank it all responsibly.
Great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was a great call for me as a Red Line radio guy. And so anyways, we get to Camelback, and the White Sox, what do they have going on, Dave? Dave's like some split squad game or something. Yeah, sorry, this is bad podcast. Yeah, Dave's in the room. So they had a split squad going on, and Camelback Ranch is a facility that they split with the Dodgers, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Like, it's amazing. And this was my first time down there at Camelback. And so we basically just post up at the RV. The White Sox send a couple prospects out. We interview them. It was like a total blast. Now, Dave and I had been like drinking throughout the day, and like I didn't sleep Saturday night because the flight was at 5 a.m. And like, I don't know about you, I just don't sleep that well the night before a flight.
Yeah.
And so when it's super early in the morning, like I just usually get a couple hours on the couch. I didn't sleep at all. So I'm up all day, all night, just having a couple of responsible Miller Lights. Dave and I were on this freaking hilarious interview with these three White Sox top prospects. In the process.
Which came out on this week's Redline Radio, so you should go listen to
it. Yeah, go listen to it. And we had like a couple, there's like a big leaguer on it and then two of like their top prospects. We go back, crash at the hotel. Some hijinks, obviously, in downtown Tempe and Scottsdale that don't need to be discussed that we got into with Dante. And on Monday, we had planned a whole day with like Rick Hahn and the White Sox. So this was the 11th. So this is Monday. So we get up in the morning. Dave's like, hey, I got bad news. Now, we joke around a lot that the White Sox, Dave's compromised by Rick Hahn. And in this case, it was Rick Hahn telling Dave, hey, we've got to reschedule the day. I can't interview with you. I can't do anything with you. So the whole day was booked for us to go to Camelback. So we basically just took this RV out and just sat there and like, what do we do, Dave? We talked to like the Dodgers. We didn't, it was like a, up to this point, I was stressing out because I'm like, this is the worst trip of my life.
So initially, the first real day there after your first overnight, everybody cancels on you. Rick Hahn, the general manager of the White Sox,
yep.
Who is Dave's buddy. He's email pals now.
Daniel Palka.
He backed out too?
He backed out on us.
Oh, shit. So this is like, so initially it's like.
Dylan Cease.
Okay, so they backed out allegedly because of the weather. But regardless, so you guys are pulling the fire alarm right now.
So we're over at Camelback thinking we're going to bank this, bank that, Rick Hahn, Rick, you know, and then Dave's going to take batting practice. We're going to do all this shit. And they're just like, we can't do it today.
So what do you guys do now? So you salvage it by kind of going to talk to a video guy for the Dodgers?
Yeah, so we went over. We talked to the left-handed batting practice pitcher for for the Los
There's
Angeles.
There's one of those?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This guy is a strict
and,
lefty?
No, he's got two jobs. His other job is he's in charge of instant replay for the Dodgers. And so we're like, that's a pretty sick job. How'd you get it? So he tells us this long-winded story that was phenomenal. But
when's that coming? Is that going to be on like a podcast? Or
that'll, I think that'll be like in a recap video Sweaty Bryant's doing for us. Cool. Sweaty Bryant killed it on the trip, by the way. Yeah, he was.
How did he handle? If you guys don't know Sweaty Bryant, he's a Redline Radio video guy. And he's Sweaty Bryant because he sweats a lot. How did he handle the Arizona heat?
I thought he does very well in a dry heat. He's definitely a humid guy. I think it's the Irish genes.
It's the humidity that gets the glasses all fogged up and stuff for him. All right.
So we get this great conversation with him on video, and he tells us this story about how he basically won the 2014 Game 7 of the World Series with a challenge. You know, it was like a late inning challenge, and he's like, I had a dream, and I would, you know, and I went out there and I won that challenge. And you're thinking like, now this guy was a firefighter, like, you know, 2 years before that, or like a year before that, he was saying. So, and then Dave was like running around chasing home run balls with like these fucking 10-year-old, 12-year-old kids, teaching them how to throw curveballs and stuff. So we got thrown kind of like a curveball, so to say.
Yeah.
And we made the best of it. We ended up banking like a ton of content, and the White Sox made up for it the next day.
So, okay, now we're on a Tuesday. Monday's just kind of a hodgepodge of random shit.
Yes. So Tuesday, I had set up for Dave and I to go to Arizona State because it was an off day. And so I reached out to my buddy Danny at the Arizona State program. He's like, hey, can you get me and Dave in all shit? He's like, yeah, come in. We'll do this. We got a kid from, you know, Illinois, from your neck of the woods, went to Notre Dame that we were going to interview and, like, you know, bring him beef sandwiches and all stuff. So fucking Rick Hahn on the 11th was like, well, I can't meet with you guys. Can we do it to the 12th? So I have to fucking call on Arizona State and be like, hey, can't do it. Sorry, guys. Which for me, I was furious. Sorry, Dave. So Arizona State was like, don't worry about it. We got a game tomorrow. Just fucking, we'll just do it tomorrow. So they just pushed everything back.
So Arizona State's all the fuck in.
Dude, they're so cool. It was the coolest thing. But before we get there, though, like Rick Hahn came on the bus, immediately calls me out. So we had the RV set up the next day. They're like, come on out. So we set up the RV like literally right outside like the White Sox training facility. They're like, you park that thing right here. Like the head of communications came on, was hamming it up with White Sox Dave. Sweaty Bryan's wearing a Cubs hat. Scott Reifer comes in. He looks at Sweaty Bryan.
I'm already laughing. I don't know what he said.
And Sweaty Bryan's got the Cubs hat on, and Scott Reifer goes, that's a stupid fucking hat. Because we were like, you know, introduce him like, hey, Scott, nice to meet you. You know, hey, this is our buddy Sweaty Bryan. He's like, yeah, Sweaty Bryan, this is a stupid fucking hat. And like Sweaty Brian was laughing, and Scott Redford was like, "We're White Sox people here." I was like, "Brian, take the fucking hat off."
Yeah, put your fucking Kane County Cougars hat on.
So then, you know, Carlos Rodon came on. We had an awesome conversation with him. He's a super cool guy. He and Dave kind of hit it off. They're like regular dudes together talking about the White Sox, you know, coming back. And, dude, credit to White Sox Dave. When Rick Hahn came on, White Sox Dave went to bat with him. Like,
so we're all going to hear it. The people are getting their first like sneak peek of actually how it went on the microphone right now. Obviously, I want to talk to you because I know what I'm going to hear from Dave. Did Dave go hard on him?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
Really? So
I like to the point where I got a little uncomfortable at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
If you got uncomfortable, then I'm like very interested to hear this now.
Yes. And because it was because it was extended about, it was not just about Machado. It was about Bryce Harper too.
It was just about everything.
Dude, Dave had like specifically referenced conversations that they had, and Rick Hahn was specifically recalling those conversations with Dave. It wasn't like he was ignoring. He was like, "Oh yeah." He's like, "No, Dave, I remember telling you that."
Really?
Yes.
So is there a chance, was Rick Hahn, how did he take it?
Oh my, like, nah, 9 point, he's 75, 20, 80, 9.5 out of 10.
Really? So he was cool with all the answers, and you think he responded well to the point where, like, you guys could do something with him in the future?
Rick Hahn almost made us cry at the end of the episode.
Really?
Because I'm not joking, Rick Hahn, like, went into this thing about, like, how proud he was of us. And he's like, "I remember being one of your first guests, and I remember this just, like, baseball only, and, like, look at what you guys are doing now. Like, look at this RV. Like, this is crazy for you guys. Like, I'm really proud of you guys." And I'm sitting there staring at the general manager of the White Sox, like, "You got to be fucking wearing this shirt."
That's amazing. Yeah. Dave was just telling me, Dave's here too. He was just telling me how they met eyes, and, like, there was a little bit of a moment there.
Yeah. Now, Rick Hahn's not as big as I thought he was. No. Like, I know you want those details too. Like, he was, like, but he was in really good shape. His hair was, like, perfectly combed over.
If that's not a teaser for you people, I don't know what is, because that was hyped to the moon right now.
Yeah, that, and it turned out to be, and here's another funny thing. I had edited the interview with the prospects that night before we interviewed Rick Hahn, and so I knew coming off, like, that, editing that and being into that podcast, that interview, at breakfast I sat down with Dave, was like, "Hey, man, I'm not trying to be a dick, but I want to get awkward silence with Rick Hahn. And then we'll go back and we'll cut out whatever. Because let's just not talk over." Because it's easy to get in that when you have like five fucking guys in the room. Like, that's what we had with the prospect. So like the conversation was like all over the place. So I was like, "I have this idea with Rick. Like, why don't we just like write out the question, just ask it to him." And Dave killed it. Because Dave just like asked a question. We sat back and it's almost like Rick, by not like engaging so much on our end, like Rick just went on and on and on. So we got just like awesome stuff from him.
That's awesome. I'm very excited to hear it. So that's during the day on Tuesday. So that's your last full day there, right?
Yeah. So it was funny enough because I had stuff playing with the Cubs, and then some stuff came up and I had to push it back. Mm-hmm. And more, you know, we'll talk about this later. That's not very relevant, but I had some stuff playing with the Cubs, and Vienna Beef had like helped us get out there. And our friend Katie from Katie Beef, can I call her that? Katie Vienna, Vienna Beef Katie or whatever. And so she's texting us. She's like, "How's the trip going?" And they had helped us, you know, get out there and sponsor some of the trip. And I was like, "Yeah, I kind of got closed off just for a second for the Cubs because I got to reschedule some stuff with some guys." And like things didn't line up because Hahn had rescheduled. And it's just like, is it better to get the GM from the White Sox or, you know, some lower level stuff from the Cubs? So we went all in on the White Sox and we kind of had a pivot with Cubs. Well, okay. The Cubs had a night game on the 12th. So Vienna Beef fucking hits me up and they're like, "Hey, we paid for you to throw out the first pitch so we can get some content of you like on the field at Sloan Park."
Oh, great. That's great.
Yeah. I'm like, so I went from being completely shut out, like just from timing and stuff like that, like walking around the park, handing out Portillo's beef before the game. And then I'm on the field throwing out the first pitch to Clark the Cub. I'm in the tunnel before the game. Joe Maddon's telling me, he's like, "I like that shirt a lot. I'd wear that shirt."
Are you really going to send it to him?
I am. I have to go to, well, it's from Target. It's like $15. So I'm going to go to
get him a new one.
I'm going to send one to Joe.
That's great. There's no interviews with Cubs players coming, but there is videos of you at the park throwing the first pitch and doing all that kind of thing.
Well, yeah. And we also got to interview some Cincinnati Reds players in the parking lot.
Oh, great.
Well, I'm not joking. We went to Portillo's and picked up like 10 beefs. And we're like, "Well, whoever fucking sees us and recognizes the Red Line guys, you're getting a beef." So we're walking in the parking lot and two Cincinnati Red players pull up in a Ford Fusion hybrid, park it right next to the gate. They get out. They look like high school players going to a game, how they got the shorts and the jersey on.
Who was it?
It was Cody Reed and Sale Romano, two of their starting pitchers. And they were like, they see me and Dave, they're like, "Yo, Barstool." And I'm like, "Holy shit, like Sale Romano?" So we like walk over like, "Sale, what's up, man?" And I was like, you get a beef. He's like, I can't. I'm pitching the sixth. And then I'm like, what are you pitching? Cody's like, I'm pitching the seventh. I'm like, you guys got to be fucking kidding me. They rolled up. It was like 45 minutes before the game. I'm like, do you guys want a beer? They're like, oh, we would love to.
Yeah, but we can't.
So that turned out to be pretty funny because we got some nice stuff with them because the Reds are impossible to interview. They won't do anything with Barstool.
Oh, that's great.
That's a fact.
So. Yeah. So then it comes to Wednesday, your last day of the trip. You're flying out that day. And you do stuff with Arizona State, you were saying.
Yeah, we started off the day like closing out some stuff with the Cubs and tightening up some stuff. And then we went over to Arizona State like around, I want to say like 11 a.m. And it was just supposed to be like their head coach who we had no association with prior to this. I roughly know a guy at the Arizona State program. And he was like, yeah, just come on down. Like Skip's super cool. And now Skip used to be the head coach at Indiana. And I pitched against him a couple times. And like he was legendarily cool. Like he was the guy when you were on the other dugout, you were like, man, I wish I played for that coach. He's supposed to be like so fucking cool. Like the, you know, clubhouse had Xboxes and N64s and stuff. Like he was just a sweet dude. And I just really wanted to bank an interview with this guy. So we go over to Arizona State and he comes on the bus and just immediately starts ripping on White Sox Dave. Now I've never actually met him. He doesn't actually know anything about Barstool Sports. So he gets on, he's like, my players told me this would be pretty funny. Like, you guys are supposed to be pretty cool guys. And so in the conversation, he finds out that, like, Dave's talking. You know, Dave's doing the White Sox Dave thing where he's like, you know, I used to be a D3 bullpen catcher. Like, I had pretty good bat speed. He's like, I bet you did not play baseball.
Just completely calling, trying to call him on his bluff and everything like that.
And so they just, like, they were going back and forth and bullshitting each other. And then finally, he's just like, I'll take you down to the field. One-on-one, home run derby, wind's blowing out, you versus me. So this went from being like us just stopping by on the way to the airport to now we're like on the fucking field. I'm throwing batting practice.
We'll save it, but did anybody hit a home run?
Some people came very close. And you'll have to tune in to see who won the contest.
Okay, so there is a home run derby contest coming at Arizona State.
Yes, and it was, and if we won, me or White Sox Dave won, we're going with the team to Omaha. They're 15-0. They're like the number one team in the country. They've got like the best player. And then if Coach Smith wins, we have to cover the Arizona State baseball program through the end of the season.
All right. That's a fair trade.
I thought that was a pretty good trade because he's like, I can't trade you money. I'm going to give you gear anyways for coming out here.
That's a fair trade for sure.
Yeah. Now, and I said this before, it's baseball. This is like, it was like baseball mecca for us. You know, yeah. Dave and I love baseball. So we spend like, I don't know, what, like 2.5 hours at the Arizona State facility walking around, talking to players, like going in the fucking training room, just.
That's so awesome.
So overall, yes, the trip had recovered positively from a slow start.
So we're coming to the end here. What was your favorite part?
Oh, man, I got goosed by Clark the Cub on my first pitch. Watch that video. He pulled a good trick on me. I would say definitely being on the field, just me and Tracy Smith from Arizona State, and he's throwing me perfect batting practice. And they have a fucking game in like 4 hours. And the players are getting ready in the clubhouse. And there's Mike fucking Stirk and Tracy Smith on his field playing a little baseball. Like, I'll be on my deathbed and I'll have, like, chills about the fact that he's like, come on, you and me, let's do it.
That's awesome. It looked like a great trip. Looks like you guys had fun. Tuesday night, Sloan Park. Overall, just a really great time, I assume.
White Sox Dave had the White Sox Dave eyes.
He was he did the 999 challenge, so he was probably pretty drunk.
Yeah, he ended up hitting. I think he got through like 5 innings,
and he was done.
He's like looking at me right now. He's like, "That's it. Do not say anything else."
So something seems to have happened. But regardless, we'll leave it at that. I'm happy for you guys. It sounds awesome. I'm really excited to see all your content. I guess that's it for today, everybody. We will catch you tomorrow, last day of the week before St. Paddy's Day. Oh, also St. Paddy's Day. While we're on there,
yeah,
11 to 3. At the river,
2906 North Sheffield.
And then 3 to 7, we're at OG's on Wrightwood.
In Sheffield.
Wrightwood and Sheffield.
That's like 2600 North Sheffield. It's 3 blocks, man.
Yeah, so come on out. We're going to be out there. We're going to be drinking, having a good time. So we'll see you then.